Day 2. You are intimately pursued. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. We may not realize it, but we can see God's pursuit of us best during trials. Say what? Yes, I know. You may be thinking, why do I have to be in the middle of a trial in order to see God and hear God more clearly? Listen, I'm with you. I'd much rather hear God clearly on the beach in the Caribbean, sipping on a pretty pink drink in a coconut. But let's be honest. When things are A-okay and life is looking up, we tend to pull away from our Heavenly Father as if we don't need Him now that things are good. It's when things are not going our way, or when the bills start to pile up, or when the relationship starts to fail, that we can see what's been clearly standing right in front of us all along. We see God's passionate pursuit of us during trials because that's when our eyes are open to Him. That's when our hearts are submitted, our agendas are retired, and our plans exhausted. So let's begin to see our trials for what they are. They are not designed to eliminate us. They are designed to produce perseverance, character, and ultimately hope. Hope that the same God who saves us can fix our situations, even if that means fixing us. So now, take a deep cleansing breath and repeat after me. I am intimately pursued. I can see God's pursuit of me best during trials. Instead of viewing my trials as stumbling blocks, I will see them as instruments of healing and hope. I am intimately pursued. I can see God's pursuit of me best during trials. Instead of viewing my trials as stumbling blocks, I will see them as instruments of healing and hope. Amen.